Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines. And President Obama has returned from his visit to the Middle East, as well as the beaches of Normandy and other spots in Europe. And now that he's back at the White House, he's squarely focused on the economy. President Obama says he is ramping up the amount of stimulus spending we're going to see this year. The president says he's already pleased with the effects so far of the stimulus package.
We've done more than ever, faster than ever, more responsibly than ever to get the gears of the economy moving again. We've created and saved at least 150,000 jobs.
Although just last Friday, the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that number is completely unable to be verified. However, the president's new goal is 600,000 jobs over the summer.
The goal here is that we're going to create or save 600,000 jobs over the next 100 days.
The president is saying that he believes the job market is slowly heading in the right direction because after several months of losing more than 600,000 jobs per month, the last numbers, while not good, showed a remarkable drop to 345,000 jobs lost in the month of May.
We learned that we had lost an additional 345,000 jobs in the month of May. That was far less than was expected, but it's still too many.
In other economic news, the Supreme Court dealing a little bit of a setback to the Obama administration over its organization for the Chrysler bankruptcy, including the Chrysler-Fiat merger. The Supreme Court delaying that merger with a one-sentence hold order issued by Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Correspondent Terry Moore has the details.
Chrysler has been counting on the buyout from Italian carmaker Fiat to save it from collapse. Without explanation, Justice Ginsburg ordered the sale is stayed, pending further review. Consumer groups and some Indiana pension funds have been trying to stop the sale, arguing that it amounts to an illegal reorganization plan. The White House has been urging the High Court not to block the sale, saying it could have grave consequences. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
Meanwhile, the one-sentence hold was well-received by attorney Tom Loria, who represents the bondholders who believe they've been shortchanged big time by this proposed bankruptcy proceeding by the Obama administration. Loria says simply the current transaction that's on the table is not acceptable to the bondholders.
The transaction, in essence, distributes $22 billion of value to creditors, but only gives $2 billion of that to the first lien lenders who are owed $7 billion. We think that that's not in keeping with our contractual rights, and it's not in keeping with the priority scheme and the bankruptcy code.
Chrysler is counting on the buyout from Fiat to save it from collapse. Ginsburg ordered that the sale is stayed pending a possible order from the full Supreme Court. Consumer groups and a trio of Indiana pension funds were seeking to stop the sale. The funds said the sale amounted to an illegal reorganization plan, saying it rewarded unsecured creditors ahead of secured lenders. The Obama administration had urged the High Court not to block the sale, saying it could have grave consequences. Mr. Loria says he just hopes the Supreme Court will make sure the sale is actually legal under federal law.
We're hoping that the Supreme Court interprets and applies the law, and we assume that if Chrysler is worth saving, and a lot of people say that it is, that it will then be saved in a lawful fashion.
Meanwhile, General Motors says it's going to cease production of its medium-duty trucks. The Chevy Kodiaq and GMC Topkick will no longer be made after July 31st. Only 20,000 of the vehicles were sold last year, a drop of a third from the year before. GM said it had tried to sell its medium-duty truck operations to multiple potential buyers over the last 40 years. GM CEO Fritz Henderson said workers who made the Kodiaq and Topkick would be deployed to other facilities or offered an attrition program. Stocks on Monday finishing flat following a last-hour rally, which moved the major averages into positive territory. The Dow closed 1 point higher at 8765. The S&P 500 down 1 to 939. The Nasdaq off 7 to 1842. Oil prices down 35 cents to $68.09 per barrel. The Supreme Court also today turning aside a challenge to the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy preventing open homosexuals from serving in the U.S. military. The reports from the High Court say that they have refused to hear an appeal against the policy filed by James Petrangelo II, a former service member discharged because of his sexual orientation. Petrangelo is one of 12 such service members who had their case thrown out by a federal appeals court in Boston after a similar case was permitted to go forward by an appellate court in San Francisco. Lawyers for the White House had urged the Supreme Court not to hear the appeal. Former Tyco executives Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Swartz are out of luck in their efforts to appeal their fraud convictions. The U.S. Supreme Court declining to hear their appeals without comment, basically slamming the door shut on both of them. The Supreme Court also ruling today that Iraq's current government has immunity from U.S. lawsuits seeking more than $1 billion in damages. Those suits stem from alleged torture and human rights abuses during Saddam Hussein's former regime. The high court said Iraq has sovereign immunity from such lawsuits, citing a 2003 order issued by former President George W. Bush and a law passed that same year by Congress. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll get analysis of the Obama jobs creation agenda. We'll also get reaction to Ted Kennedy starting the path towards government-run health care. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, analysis of the Supreme Court decision on gays in the military.